I'm sorry most of all that I let you down. You deserve better. You deserve accountability. You deserve to know that the buck stops here with me.
Michigan Governor Rick Snyder apologizing to the people of Flint and to his state on Tuesday night. Snyder is asking the legislature for $28 million in spending on diagnostic tests, health treatment for children and adolescents, replacement of old fixtures in Flint schools and daycare centers, and a study of the city's water pipes. Ron Fournier is from Michigan, but is now the senior political columnist at the National Journal, based in Washington, D.C. A profile column by Fournier about Governor Snyder late last year very suddenly became obsolete when Snyder was caught having ignored the Flint crisis for months. He interviewed Governor Snyder earlier this week for an update, and the governor told him that this crisis is his Katrina and that losing the public's trust has been among the worst experiences of his life. Fournier has also done some soul-searching of his own about how such a large city like Flint can just fall off the radar when people are being poisoned.
Why does a community like Flint get neglected? Why does a community of Flint allowed to be poisoned by its city, its state, and its federal government, and nobody seems to care until they get caught? Why is it that it took the national press so long to really get engaged in the story? Why has the President of the United States still not talked about the culpability of his administration? Why did it take Snyder so long to say, I'm sorry? Why is money still just dribbling into that city? Why is it that we're all in an uproar over the lead in the water when there's been decades of job losses and terrible schools and terrible crime problems? Why is the city of Flint allowed to waste away? It's poor. There's not a lot of power in Flint. There's not a lot of money in Flint. And we live in a society now where celebrity and money equal power. And if you have power, you get attention and you get what you need. If you don't have power, you get left behind. I grew up in Detroit, on the east side of Detroit, not too far from Grosse Pointe. I can guarantee you, if there was the whiff of too much lead in water, we would have been pumping in Perrier by the end of the day.
If you even knew what tap water was in Grosse Pointe, which is kind of the Beverly right. Hills of Detroit, of the Detroit metro area.
Exactly. Or on the other side of the state from Flint, Traverse City, a very affluent tourism area. There's no way Traverse City would go without clean water or anything that it needs. So that's an indictment on all of us. And one thing we have to be careful is that we – you know, this is a big and important story. You know, I spent a few days there and wrote some stories to try to bring some attention to it. But we can't forget about it. I mean, that's what happens is Flint gets forgotten. Places like Flint, my hometown of Detroit gets forgotten until it gets sexy for a while.
The Department of Environmental Quality head in Michigan, who resigned fairly quickly when this became a national story, there was no evidence, and I looked, of him making any remark whatsoever about this public health disaster over the entire 18 months. I looked on every YouTube, every speech, every quote that I could possibly find. It seemed like the agency responsible for this kind of contamination was not involved.
Well, they were involved. They knew that there was too much lead in the water, and they were actively playing it down. They were being dismissive of and even with an arrogant tone towards mothers and fathers who were raising their suspicions. They were involved in protecting their butts. They weren't involved in solving the problem.
Should the governor resign?
You know, I don't know. You know, every time we have a leader in this country who doesn't react as quickly and as honestly and as transparently as they need to a public health crisis, we would not have any leaders in this country right now because we have a systematic problem. It's a fair question to ask, but why not ask it also of the president? I don't think the president should resign, but it was his appointee, the head of the EPA in the Midwest, who buried the results. The EPA knew about this in as early as February, certainly by April of 2015. So I'm afraid that if they resign, then we forget about the story. And whether they resign or not, frankly, I don't care. I just want the lead pipes that have been decaying in that city for at least 30 years to be replaced. I want every kid who's going to have a lifetime of brain damage to have the services they can so they can live as decent of a life as they can with the lead that our governments put in their system. I want Flint to have a chance to come back as Detroit is now getting its green shoots of a chance to come back.
Do Flint lives matter in Michigan politics?
Hell yes. They do now. They didn't a few months ago.
Will they matter in a month from now?
That's what I'm worried about. I'm afraid they won't, because the history of that state in this country is as soon as we move away from people who are poor and don't have a voice, their lives matter less, and they've got to matter. Flint is a great community. It's a great town. It's got a great history and hopefully a great future. And if we can't unite behind our horror for a city and a state and a federal government poisoning a great American city, if we can't unite and find some good in this, then we're not going to be able to unite around anything. But if we just – if this becomes another partisan issue where the Republicans blame the Democrats and the Democrats blame the Republicans, I mean, that's all it is, and we don't move beyond any accountability – then shame on us.
Ron Fournier is a proud Michigander and the senior political columnist of the National Journal. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Residents of Flint, Michigan aren't the only ones feeling abandoned. Plenty of you see problems ignored in your own communities. Chicago. Humboldt Park is where I live, and when my daughter was very young, I called the police for excessive shooting outside my house. I gave them my address, and they said, "That's a shame," and hung up the phone. Even the police won't go into some neighborhoods in Chicago.
Hi, this is Lena from York, South Carolina. The roads are terrible here. There's litter everywhere. The schools are terrible, and nobody does anything or even cares. When Nikki Haley was running for re-election, she touted her roads program. The same road, Highway 5 bypass, has been repaved 3 times in 4 years. It's ridiculous. Meanwhile, several roads are so bad that people have complained and sued the county for damages to their vehicles.
Tell us a story, 877-8MYTAKE, or leave a comment at facebook.com/thetakeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.